Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Donald Trump went to the border. Joe Biden went to the border. And the media now is trying to make headlines about anything but the border by bringing up the issue of abortion. This is just one of the headlines out there that says Donald Trump suggests an extreme possible abortion ban. Did he say abortion ban? Not exactly. But hey, it's a great headline, and that's what the left wants. Another headline. Surprise, surprise. Trump now wants an even more extreme abortion ban. At this rate, Trump is making it clear exactly where he stands on abortion. Now, let me explain the politics of this. With the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Democrats truly believe that they can bring women over to their side quickly by talking about a woman's right to choose. It has certainly invigorated the left like never before. I want to be very clear about that. The left is fundraising off of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. The left is doing everything they can to turn this into the women's issue of the 2024 election. Now, Donald Trump was asked by Sean Hannity about abortion, and it's very much, I would argue, being taken out of context. So I want to play for you exactly what the president did say in this wide-ranging interview that he did at the border. Democrats are seizing on this moment because they believe that Donald Trump speaking on abortion is going to make women run to this abortion on demand mentality of the left. Take a listen to what Trump actually said.
Look at this. You put out on Truth a statement when the Alabama court came back with the issue of in vitro fertilization, IVF.
I did.
I would argue that 2022, a lot of people thought overturning Roe v. Wade would end up being a good thing.
Right.
We know what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to demagogue Republicans like they always do. They're racist, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, all that stuff. But more importantly, democracy in peril. They hate Donald Trump. January 6th. But then the issue of abortion. I think it played a very big part. They demagogued that issue in 2022 in the midterm. I think it hurt Republicans. You took a strong stand on IVF. Where are you on that? And what is your message to other candidates? And where are you on abortion?
So I saw the IVF, and a judge in Alabama made a very harsh decision. It was very, very tough. And I came out immediately and I said, we want to help women. This is fertilization. This is they're having a hard time having a baby, to put it very simply. And they're helped by clinics and others. And all of a sudden, it was stopped in Alabama. And I put out a very strong statement that we're totally in favor of it. I got a call from Katie Britt, a very wonderful young senator in Alabama. And she said friends of mine were coming up and like almost attacking her. They were so upset about it. And I said, what's the issue? What is it? Explain. What is it exactly? And we're talking about the IVF. And I said, we want that. We want people to help. We're on the side of women. And same thing on the abortion issue. The abortion issue. Now, I'm for the exceptions, like Ronald Reagan was for the exceptions. And I think it's very important.
Rape assess mother's life.
Correct. Life of the mother. I think it's a very important thing. The exceptions. I also think that they are the radicals because they will kill the baby in 8 months, 9 months under Roe v. Wade. They had the right to kill the baby after birth. I mean, literally after birth in some cases.
Well, that was the governor of Virginia at the time.
That's right.
I was talking to your friend Gavin Newsom. I asked him four times in a row. I said, are there any limitations at all? He would not answer.
Yeah.
A lot of Democrats said that that no government official should ever get between a doctor and her patient. Okay, that means no exceptions, but Dobbs said 15 weeks.
Right.
But that's just about a little over first trimester.
So more and more I'm hearing about 15 weeks, and I haven't decided yet. Also, we got it back to the states where it belongs. And by the way, a lot of states are taking very strong stances. Ohio voted.
15 states, 15
that's
weeks.
Correct. I mean, a lot of states are taking very strong stances. You look at Kansas, Ohio, and it's going to be the law within the state. And they have gone, you know, much different than a lot of people thought. But everybody on both sides said it has to be in the states. We did a very good thing, a very big thing, a very important thing. Probably hurt the Republicans because a lot of Republicans really didn't know how to talk about it. But you remember this. Now it's in the states. A lot of states are taking a vote of their citizens. And votes are coming out both ways. But largely, they're coming in with a certain number of weeks. And the number 15 is mentioned. I haven't agreed to any number. I'm going to see. We want to take an issue that was very polarizing and get it settled and solved so everybody can be happy. But I will say this. You look at the Democratic view, let's say the Democrats' view, that was a very radical view because they're willing to kill a baby in the 7th, 8th, 9th month. One thing, and you can look at polling all you want. When you get after a certain number of months, I mean, especially you get into 6, 7, 8, 9, and after birth,
that's infamous.
Everybody doesn't want that to happen. I mean, almost everybody.
It was North of Moose who made that comment about, you know, first the baby's born and then we'll take care of it, make it comfortable, and then the doctor and the mother will decide. All right.
You listen to what Donald Trump said there, and I want to be clear about this. I think that this is a very, very, very smart move by Donald Trump, and we should learn from this moment, and people need to understand. You don't back down to the extreme left on the issue of abortion. I understand. Okay, I want to be clear about this. The Democrats are having a moment, and they are trying to say that Republicans are trying to take away your ability to have an abortion and take away your rights, and it's working with women. What Donald Trump just said and did is exactly what we need to be fighting over. We need to be fighting over this idea that they want abortion on demand. It is extreme. And he's unabashful about this. And I'm glad that he is unabashful about this. We need to stand up and stand behind the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Now, I also believe this is a states' rights issue. Different states are going to look at this very differently. I want to make that very clear. different states are going to decide different things. Colorado, for example, they're like now basically trafficking in infanticide tourism. California, same exact thing. They're actually looking at this as an opportunity to make money. You have people in those states, for example, that are now saying, hey, come on in, fly into our state. And what we're going to do is we're going to help you get that abortion, and we're going to put you in a five-star hotel, and we'll pick you up, and it's going to be amazing. They're trafficking in the killing of babies. What we need to understand as a conservative movement is we do not flinch on this issue. Democrats are trying to turn this into Republicans are heartless and that Republicans are evil and that we're taking away a women's rights, period. Now, on the level that the president's talking about a 15-week ban, looking at it, I agree with them. I think we should double down. If we're going to protect life, then by golly, let's protect life. And let's not flinch as we protect life. I believe that these children, these unborn babies, deserve to be protected, and we as conservatives are the only ones that are willing to stand up and protect and preserve life. Democrats are on the side of infanticide. They're on the side of partial birth abortion. They're on the side of murdering children, and I will say it to any Democrat that comes up to me and talks to me about this issue. I will not back down. I want to make that very, very clear. This is a war worth fighting. At the end of the day, this is a states' rights issue. And the federal government having the ability to have a ban at 15 weeks, I'm okay with that, okay? I want to be clear. I am completely fine with doing something like that. But do not let them push us around, okay? That's the other thing I want to make clear. Do not let them push us around. We need to stand up and not flinch. And what Donald Trump just said there and what he said infuriated the left because they realize he's not backing down if he gets reelected.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's also another aspect of this abortion debate that we need to discuss, and that is the fact that we are days away from Super Tuesday, and Nikki Haley is trying to distinguish herself separately, differently, the alternative to the evil Donald Trump, which she's a, I'm sorry, she's a liberal Democrat. She's a Mitt Romney. She is a rhino Republican in name only. She's also just nasty. I cannot stand Nikki Haley. She's an opportunist. She's a woman that made a bunch of money after going to the UN and then betraying Donald Trump, who gave her her platform. But I want you to hear what Nikki Haley said. And of course, she didn't say this on Fox. She's going after liberals, hoping liberals will switch parties and vote for her in this Super Tuesday event. This is no different than Operation Chaos. She did a one-on-one on Inside Politics with Dana Bash, a safe place for her as a liberal to go and talk. And she was asked about the abortion comments from Trump. And listen to this betrayal of the conservative movement from Nikki Haley.
Now, you've said repeatedly that you don't think a federal abortion ban is possible because of where the votes are. But should it be GOP policy? And what are your thoughts on what he said?
I mean, look, you can put a number on it, but I think that's the problem. That's the problem, because all that does is divide people. It demonizes the issue. It gets people's backs up. That's the wrong way to look at how do you save as many babies as possible and support as many moms as possible. The only thing we should be talking about is consensus, is what can 60 members of the Senate agree on.
Is that 15 weeks?
I don't think it's 15 weeks. I don't. If it was, you'd have it now. You don't have it now. And so that's the part, is why talk about a number? Instead, get the senators in a room and say, okay, where do 60 agree? That's the way we need to do it. In order to find that consensus, the focus needs to be banning late-term abortions, encouraging adoptions, making sure doctors and nurses who don't believe in abortion shouldn't have to perform them, having contraception be accessible, and making sure no state law says to a woman who's had an abortion that she's going to jail or getting the death penalty. Just start there. The fellas just don't know how to talk about this. They've got to humanize this issue and stop demonizing it. This isn't about a number. This is about babies and women and a personal situation that they are in. And it should be handled with that kind of respect, not just throwing out numbers and then expecting people to choose.
Let me say a couple things about Nikki Haley there that really concerns me. All right. I understand that what she's trying to play here. She says the fellas in a demeaning way, right? These ignorant men that are trying to tell us how to live our lives. And she's playing up to the women. I get it. I understand it, right? I really do. I understand what she's trying to do here. I get what she's trying to do here. And it may be very effective with quasi-feminists, number one. But let me also say this. When she says it shouldn't be about a number, right, that it's not about a number, and that we should just get in a room, by the way, with the fellas, okay, right, because that's who we're getting in the room with, the fellas, and then agree on a number, isn't that contradicting what she literally just said about the fellas? Number one. Number two, what she's saying is, I'm willing to play the slot machine, right? Russian roulette with the lives of unborn children. If you listen to what she's actually saying, she's saying, I have no principles, I have no moral compass, and I'm willing to decide about the what babies live or die based on a conversation with the fellas behind closed doors. Now, there is some legislation that you just try to find consensus on. There are other issues like abortion I want to know that you're not willing to compromise on. And what Nikki Haley just said is, I'm willing to compromise on the lives of unborn kids and who survives and who doesn't. I'm willing to compromise on whose life is worth the fight to protect it compared to others we just throw away literally. She says it's not about a number, right? She kept saying that over and over again. It's not about a number. It absolutely is about a number to her. She's just saying she doesn't care what the number is. You notice that. That, to me, that mentality is disgusting. I hate politicians that are willing to compromise on every issue just to, quote, govern, right? In the name of, well, I'm just trying to govern. I'm a realist. Look, I want them to govern. You don't always get what you want in life. I understand that. Sometimes you don't get what you want. Sometimes you make compromises, but there are certain core moral issues that I want to know that politicians look at, and they are absolutely not willing to change or alter their opinions. That's what matters to me on the issue of abortion. I don't respect people like Nikki Haley when they're basically saying there is no moral compass to an issue that at the end of the day is actually a hardcore moral issue. Abortion is a faith issue through and through. It is a faith issue. It is a faith-based issue. And when she says the 15 weeks doesn't matter, that it's just a number and let's get in a room and figure out what the number is, what about the child? Because what if she comes up with a number that's, I don't know, 21 weeks? So you're telling me that a 7-day period is the difference between a death sentence for an unborn child and that child being protected by our government and specifically by Nikki Haley? Right, Nikki Haley saying, sucks to be you infant child. Sucks to be you, unborn baby, because I got a deal done at 27 weeks to protect your life. But at 26 weeks and 6 days, yeah, dismember it, throw it in the trash, literally. That is not a moral compass of a person that I want to be the leader of the Republican Party. I understand why she's saying this. I understand why she's doing it. She is pandering to moderate, woke women. That also tells me something about Nikki Haley, that she can be bought. She can be bought by power. She can be bought by opportunities. What is the opportunity and how much am I willing to alter and change what I believe in to gain that opportunity? That is exactly what she is advocating for and what she's saying. She also does it in a feminist way, right? Well, the fellas, right? The fellas need to listen and understand. They don't know how to talk about this. It's not about a number, right? That's her feminist viewpoint. I don't trust feminists. I want to also be clear about that because feminism changes all the time. If you have a moral compass and a set of moral values, then you do not waver on certain moral issues. In politics, I don't know what is more of a moral issue than abortion. It is a moral issue. And the person who's leading the Republican Party should not be able to be bought or have their support of children change over what opportunity comes with their opinion. And if they change their opinion, do they have a bigger future or a brighter future in the Republican Party, or a better chance of winning or losing if they change their moral compass? This is why I cannot stand Nikki Haley. This is why I believe she is a wolf in sheep's clothes. This is the reason why I think she is a threat to the conservative party and the conservative movement. And more importantly, this is exactly why I believe that there's no way in hell that Donald Trump should ever think about her as a vice presidential candidate, period.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I also want to talk about something else that's happening, and the media is doing the same thing that they're doing on the abortion issue to try to help Biden, and that's them saying, well, if you want to fix the border and have border security, then you got to do a bill that also includes amnesty. The White House keeps saying over and over again, there's nothing they can do. Their hands are tied. They can't stop the illegal immigrants coming across the border. Congress must act. Now, let me remind you, Mayorkas has been impeached. There were two impeachment articles that were approved against Mayorkas by the House Homeland Security Committee. One accused him of having refused to comply with federal immigration laws, and the other of having violated public trust. He was found to be those articles of impeachment that he was found guilty of in the House. We'll now see what the Senate does, obviously controlled by the Democrats. I bet you can guess what they're going to do. Let me just remind you that Biden rescinded all of Trump's policies that worked, and now he claims there's nothing he can do through executive order that would stop the problem of the border. Take a listen to what Sean Hannity said about this just a couple of days ago.
This weekend, Mayorkas tried to deflect responsibility for his role in the crisis, claiming, the system's been broken for years, and repeating the lie that they need Congress to fix it. No, they don't. Take a look.
Do you bear responsibility for what is happening at the border, what the president himself has called a crisis?
It certainly is a crisis, and we don't bear responsibility for a broken system, and we're doing a tremendous amount within that broken system. But fundamentally, Congress is the only one who can fix it.
No, Joe Biden would just have to unrescind the ones he rescinded when he got the most secure borders in history. In other words, he rescinded all the Trump policies that worked. Recently, Joe Biden repeated the same lie. Take a look.
Give me the power. I've asked him the very day I got in office. Give me the borders control.
Joe, you have the power. With the stroke of a pen, you rescinded the Trump policies that were working. With the stroke of a pen, you can put them back in place. Now, if the system, by the way, has been broken for so long, then we have to ask ourselves, why did Joe Biden and the entire Biden administration lie to the country, all of you, for 3 years? How many times did they tell you that the border was secure and the border was closed? Here's a refresher.
Sounds to most folks like a crisis.
Well, look, it's way down now. We've now gotten control.
Precisely that. The border is closed.
Nor could I have been clearer and continue to be so, which is the border is closed.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border, we are working to make the border more secure.
You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border
and that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We agree that the border is secure.
We agree that the border is secure. They were lying to you. Now, this is not working with the American voters. So now they're moving to their next phase of how they lie to the American people. Senator Chris Murphy, he's on the Appropriations Committee. He is a Democrat. He went on CNN as the president was at the border, as Donald Trump was at the border, and he was asked now about the, quote, language that Donald Trump and other conservatives are using. So guess what? If you're in favor of securing the border now, they're going exactly back to the same rhetoric they used in 2016. Remember when Donald Trump said that there are rapists, there are murderers, there are drug dealers, there are gang members, there's bad actors. A lot of them coming across the southern border are bad actors. And what did the media say? And what did Joe Biden say? And what did the left say? Oh my gosh, Donald Trump is a racist. And if you vote for Donald Trump, you're a racist. And you hate Mexicans, right? That was the takeaway from Donald Trump telling the truth about who was coming across the southern border. He didn't say all of them were rapists. He didn't say all of them were drug dealers. He didn't say all of them were gang members. He didn't say all of them were murderers. What he said was there were bad actors that were a part of the people that are coming across the border. Now, we know how bad it is now. It is the crime that was happening at the southern border is now happening everywhere in America. Look at the last week alone. The last week alone, you look at the list of people that have died. Within a week, 5 illegal immigrants have been arrested for raping a woman in Florida. In another state, murdering a college student in Georgia. In another state, murdering a 2-year-old in Maryland. In another state, sexually assault against a minor in Virginia. Yes, another state. Raping a 14-year-old girl and stabbing a man in Louisiana. And now 3 different police officers have been shot by an illegal immigrant in Washington, D.C. Was Donald Trump right with what he said when he ran in 16? Absolutely. But what are the Democrats doing now? Senator Chris Murphy coming out saying anyone that says that, you know, they want to secure the border, they're racist. Listen,
please. Senator, you led the bipartisan negotiations to reach some kind of a deal on enhancing border security and addressing some of the issues surrounding illegal immigration, particularly over the southern border. Yesterday, both President Biden and Donald Trump went to the border on the same day. Donald Trump, when he was speaking, used the language of invasion, talked about the United States being invaded. What do you think of that language?
I just think it's disgusting. I think it's racist. It's xenophobic. Donald Trump doesn't know what an invasion looks like. Go to Ukraine. See what happens when a neighboring country actually invades you and kills hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of your citizens.
You listen to that. The president called it an invasion. Here's the question I would ask Senator Chris Murphy. When 100,000 people come across the border illegally, what would you call that? When 200,000 people come across the border illegally, what would you call that? When 300,000 people come across the border illegally, what would you call that? When 400,000 people come across the southern border, what would you call that? I mean this sincerely. What would you call it? If it's not an invasion, then what is it? What is it? Someone tell me what it is. I want to know what it is. I want to know exactly what you call it when millions of people are coming across the border illegally. The most important word is the word illegally. It is, by the way, an invasion. That's what it is. Now, is it different than the invasion of the Russians in Ukraine? Sure, you could say that it is. But how many Americans have been killed? You know what the number one killer is in this country? Fentanyl. And that is part of what is part of the invasion of those that are coming into the United States of America. The people that are invading are bringing fentanyl in at record rates. That is a fact. They are bringing in fentanyl at rates that are killing the number one killer of people in this country, 49 and under, is fentanyl. There is an invasion by drug dealers who are killing Americans by the hundreds of thousands. Compare that to the invasion in Ukraine. More Americans are dying because of the open border, because of the invasion at the border, than at any other time in modern American history. The number one killer of people in this country is fentanyl, and that is part of the invasion. And then he says, well, using the word invasion is racist and xenophobic and evil. Let me just be honest with you. I'll use the word invasion every single day because that's what it is. It's an invasion. We know it's an invasion. The numbers show it's an invasion. And in fact, we should all double down and use the word invasion because that's what it is. And this is how they're going to publicly shame us. They're hoping that what they did in 16 will work again with voters. They're hoping if they say, if you want a secure border, oh, you're a racist, right? That you'll be silenced and guilted into saying, okay, I'll be quiet. All right, I'll vote for Joe Biden. Don't fall for this. Fight back. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.